Good evening, brothers and sisters and friends.
弟兄姊妹，晚上好。
What a wonderful account from the Apostle Matthew of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
刚才我们读的马太福音有一个非常奇妙的对耶稣基督降生的记载。
But tonight I want to look at the birth of Jesus from a different account in the book of Luke.
但今天晚上我会从路加福音里面来看另外一处对耶稣基督降生的记载。
I want to invite you to open your Bible to Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7.
我邀请大家打开路加福音第二章第一到第七节。
Let us hear the word of God. In those days, the decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn.
路加福音第二章一到七节，当那些日子，凯撒奥古斯都有旨意下来，叫天下人民都报名上册。这是居里纽做叙利亚巡抚的时候，头一次行报名上册的事。众人各归各城，报名上册。约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹太去，到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒，因他本是大卫一族一家的人，要和他所聘之妻玛利亚一同报名上册。那时玛利亚的身孕已经重了，他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了，就生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。
Let's bow our heads and pray together.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Father, open our hearts and minds by the power of your spirit.
我们的天父，用你自己的灵开我们的心怀意念。
So that we may hear your word with joy.
让我们带着欢喜的心情听到你的话语。
Stir us to passion to know and believe in the reality that Christmas brings.
也求你真的是让我们满有热情来真正体会，圣诞节给我们的真实的意义。
In Jesus Christ's holy name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Every year during Christmas,We are reminded that Christmas is about the coming and the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ.
每年在圣诞节的时候，我们都会一次再一次的被提醒，就是圣诞节是关于耶稣基督的再来。
But sadly, that isn't what the world really believes, or how this truth is being lived out by many Christians, by believers.
但是这并不是这个世界上所理解的圣诞节的意义，甚至在很多信徒中也不是这样。
There's a story of a little boy who knelt at his bed before his bedtime and he prayed.
有这样一个故事，就是一个小孩在晚上跪在自己床前祷告的时候。
This is how he prayed. He said, Lord, please bless mommy, daddy, auntie, uncle, grandma.
他说，神，求你能够赐福给我的爸爸妈妈，叔叔阿姨们。
And at the last line, he shouted, Please, Lord, give me a bicycle for Christmas. Amen.
但是最后一句话，他喊的声音很大，我的主，求你能够在圣诞节赐福给我一个新的自行车。
So his mom heard him praying inside his room, yelling and wondering at his behavior.
他的妈妈听见他在自己的卧室祷告，就非常稀奇他的这个行为。
So she walked in and said to him, Son, you don't have to yell. God can hear you.
所以这个妈妈就走进儿子的这个房间，对他说，儿子，你祷告的时候声音不用那么大，因为神是能听到的。
To that he replied, Mom, I know God can hear me, but Grandma can't hear very well, and she got the money for the bike.
他是这样回答的，他说，妈妈，我知道神能听见，但是我得保证这个奶奶可以听见，因为奶奶是那个有钱会给我买自行车的人。
Christmas to the world, even to many believers, has become such an excuse to get something or to do something.
圣诞节对于世上的人，甚至是对于我们有些信徒来讲，是一个很好的给我们一个理由，让我们来好像一定要买什么东西。
Some just wanted gifts.
有些人喜欢礼物。
Others wanted a chance to get away or to go on vacation.
有些人希望有这样一个机会能够离开，比如说去休个假。
Some wanted the Christmas feeling, the atmosphere, the songs, the family gatherings, the parties.
有的人喜欢圣诞节附近的这个气氛，比如说有家庭团聚，大家一起庆祝、唱歌等等。
Others just wanted an excuse to get drunk, to shop, to leave work, to get out of school, to overeat, or to do all kinds of excesses.
甚至有些人愿意拿这个当做一个好的机会，让自己比如说喝醉，不用工作，甚至说大吃大喝。
Some just wanted the mystical feeling of peace and joy.
那也有一些人是喜欢圣诞节带来的那个所谓比较神奇的那种平安的那种感觉。
Clearly, all these desires for something are due to people, maybe even you, not really knowing or understanding or care enough about the truth and reality that Christmas brings.
很明显，我们这种想要东西的这种心理。往往来于就是说我们甚至包括我们这些信徒对这个圣诞节真实意义的这种不理解。
In short seven verses, Luke expresses and communicates the reality of Christmas to us.
在路加福音这个地方用短短的七节，作者路加就把这个意义给我们讲了出来。
I remember last year during the season of Christmas when we had one night when we had our family worship together, I read this passage to my children.
我记得在去年就是圣诞节的附近的时候，在我们家庭崇拜的时候，有一次我就把刚才的这七节读给了我的在家里面读了。
And right after I finished reading, my children asked, "What? Only seven verses? Like comparing to all the Christmas gifts and the play that we have been in, and that's it?"
我的孩子听我读完的反应就是说什么只有七节？考虑到我们。比如说经常圣诞节附近演那么多各种各样的那个情景，为什么只有短短的七节？
Do you notice that in the book of Matthew, in Matthew's account, they didn't tell you about the exact birth?
比如说在那个在马太福音里面，作者马太就对耶稣的这个记载就更非常的详细。
Only Luke has it, and it's only seven verses.
但是路加的话，只有路加这里面记载这个他的降生这个地方，但只用了七节。
It seems so unimpressive. It seems so.A matter of fact,
这个就看起来好像一点也不令人印象深刻。它记述的好像就是平平淡淡的，就是只是记叙性的记述。
But I imagine if Luke is still alive today, or if you get to see him in heaven someday, and you told him this, and he'll be like, "You got to be kidding me!"
但是如果你把有一天你在天堂里面碰见了作者路加，你告诉他你对他这个七节的这个反应，他一定会说你开玩笑吧。
He would be saying, "I guess your pastor, that's me, didn't do a very good job explaining the richness of these seven verses."
他可能会跟你说，我猜你的牧师一定没有把我这七节里面的丰富的意义给你解释清楚。
All jokes aside, Luke, with great economy, masterfully communicated the reality of Christmas that is so relevant, so significant, not only to the people who live in the first century, but also to us today.
我们把玩笑放在一边，其实这个作者路加用非常简洁的话语，却把当时第一世纪这种非常重要的一些情况给我们解释了清楚。
With that said, I want to point out three realities from this passage that Luke is actually screaming to us and urging us to recognize and identify with them.
我想从三方面来讲述这七节在我们的给我们带来的关于圣诞节的现实意义。
The first reality is the reality that blinds us.
第一个这个现实就是让我们认识到其实我们很多时候是被一个重要的事实所蒙蔽了。
To understand it, we need to ask this question. What would be the reason for Luke to be so concise in describing Jesus' birth?
要明白这个问题，首先我们就要问，为什么路加关于描述耶稣基督诞生的时候使用这么简洁的手法？
Notice,this that as brief and as condensed this account is, Luke made sure to include exact timing and location of it.
如果你仔细看的话，尽管路加用词非常的简洁，但是他 把时间和地点都交代清楚。
Let's deal with the timing first.
我们先看一下时间。
Which is around the registration, or if you read another translation, would be the census of Caesar Augustus.
他是在这个凯撒奥古斯都这个要让人民统计人口的时候。
That is also when Quirinius was the governor of Syria, the region they lived in.
这个也是在居里纽做叙利亚巡抚的时候。
So this is Luke's typical way of showing his accuracy, his reliability of his writing.
这个是作者路加在他写作的时候习惯用的，就是非常这个准确的一种写作手法。
He wants to make sure that you know Jesus' birth really happened.
他就是要保证听众能够确确实实的感受到耶稣基督确实是诞生了。
That's why he gives you verifiable data such as people or places or events.
所以他把那种可以让别人去验证的时间和地点这样的信息都写出来了。
Now I know there are scholars out there who debate whether Quirinius was really the governor in Syria at the time.
那我知道有一些这个史学家他们会对这个当时居里纽是不是叙利亚的巡抚会有一些争执。
I don't have the time to deal with that tonight, but all I want to say is this, that Luke, according to the beginning of the book of Luke, chapter 1, verses 1 to 4, tells us that he has a specific audience in mind, and his name is Theophilus. Theophilus.
对，我们知道其实是在这个路加福音第一章，我们很清楚，其实路加写的时候，他的听众是有具体的一个人，就是提阿非罗。
He was someone Luke knew at the time and was still living.
这个人是路加知道的，是当时还活着的一个人。
So Theophilus, or someone who would be reading this book, who with Luke back then, would right away and could check out whether Luke got his history right.
所以这封书信的这个读者就是提阿非罗，他是当时活着的人，他可以立刻就来核实路加写的是不是准确。
And if Luke got it wrong, Luke would have been a laughing stock, and nobody would be reading Luke. Nobody would bother to read Luke and or to preserve it, let alone pass it on to the next generation.
如果路加写的错的话，那提阿非罗立刻就可以指出来，路加就变成了一个笑柄，是很可能是这个贻笑大方的一个笑柄。
But there is absolutely no evidence in history, in early church history, to tell us that Luke got anything wrong.
但是根据早期教会的一个历史，我们知道没有任何证据显示路加就是写错了。
Luke was a tip-top historian.
路加是这个像这种在抖音式的这样一个历史学家。
So what this means is this, that we, living 2,000 plus years later, just don't have the same kind of common information people had back then. That's it.
就是我们两千年以后这些活着的人，我们没有当事人的那种感觉，那种信息。
All this is to say that Luke is giving us real, solid history of our birth, of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is not a fiction. It is not fable. It is not legend.
我想说的就是，路加在这里面是给我们非常确凿的关于耶稣基督降生的这个记录。这是一个历史的事实，不是一个传说故事。
But besides credibility and reliability, Luke is saying a whole lot more.
那除了他的确凿性或者可靠性，路加还说了很多其他的。
He tells us who is in charge of the world back then.
他而且很清楚地告诉我们，当时的这个世上是谁在做主。
And that was Caesar Augustus.
那很清楚，就是凯撒奥古斯都。
Caesar Augustus was a very powerful man.
这个奥古斯都是一个非常有权势的人。
He was the one who kind of unified the power-grabbing, infighting Roman Empire and put it all together.
他是当时在那个四分五裂，他把四分五裂的罗马这个帝国又整合在一起。
Because the Roman Empire was growing too fast.
因为罗马帝国扩张得太快。
And too powerful, and for whatever reason, by circumstance,Augustus was able to stop all the infighting.
又就是各方的这个权势斗争又很厉害，但是这个奥古斯都用尽一切手腕，能够平息了他们的内斗。
He was the one who brought peace and stopping all the infighting.
奥古斯都止住了内斗，把这个平安带到了罗马帝国。
So he became the first emperor of the Roman Empire. Before that, it was a republic.
所以罗马他也是罗马帝国的第一个皇帝，在他之前，事实上罗马是个共和国。
But Augustus wasn't even his name, just so you know.
但让你们知道的话，其实奥古斯都并不是他的真名。
His real name is Gaius Octavius.
他的真名是盖亚斯乌大维。
The word August, like the month, is an adjective, means respected or revered.
这个名字奥古斯都的意思就是说是被尊敬的，被崇拜。
That's what it means. Like his name is Augustus, meaning he's the revered one.
所以这个奥古斯都这个意思就是说他是那种被别人这个崇拜的。
That's how he called himself, and that's what people called him.
他自己这样称呼自己，别人也这样称呼他。
He was a very powerful man, smart, shrewd, capable, and loved by many people.
所以他是一个非常有能力又很精明的一个人，很多人喜欢他。
Now, conducting census was one of the many ways that Augustus ruled the empire.
让人民这个报名上册，就是做这种人口统计，是他统治罗马的一个手段。
There are two reasons for it.
有两个原因。
One is for taxation.
第一是为了收税。
And second is for drafting people into the military.
第二是为了这个为军队征兵。
Although the Jews were exempt from this because Augustus was playing nice with the Jews, trying to please them.
那因为这个奥古斯都事实上他想取悦于犹太人，所以犹太人当时其实他是免于这件事的。
But he still needed the money for the military.
但是他还是因为这个奥古斯都，他需要为军队筹款。
Therefore, you will have taxation. Therefore, you have the census.
所以他就想。多收税，所以呢，他就搞一个人口统计。
But why build a military?
那他为什么要这个建一个强大的军队呢
？Because he has to force and to maintain peace in the Roman Empire.
因为他需要这个用武力来维持这个罗马帝国之内的和平。
He also did a whole bunch of building projects throughout the entire empire.
他在他的帝国里面也有兴起了各种各样的这个项目。
With his leadership, Rome was at peace, and because of that, we have the famous period known as the Pax Romana.
那正因为在他的统治之下，我们就知道有这个所谓的一个历史上非常有名的那段时间，就是罗马的和平。
And from Roman Greco literature and historical evidence, we found that Augustus actually wrote poems to praise himself and even call himself savior.
那我们从这个罗马还有这种希腊的这种史料的记载，我们知道奥古斯都甚至写诗来赞扬自己，甚至叫自己就是人民的救主。
At one point he even called himself, he took on the title the Lord and God.
他甚至有时间叫自己说他自己是一个这个救主，是个神。
That's how the Roman Empire worship had begun.
这就是这个罗马帝国开始这个崇拜帝王的开始。
But this is not just him. Other people also call him savior. We saw this. We find this in the Greco-Roman literature.
但我们知道，从根据这个罗马和希腊的这种史料，我们也知道有别人也这么称呼他。
All because he was the one who brought the good news, the gospel of peace, to the entire known world.
因为他把这样一个平安的好消息带给了当时这个已知的这个世界。
So why does Luke write the birth, Jesus's birth account this way?
那为什么路加要把耶稣基督的出生这样描述呢？他想干什么
？At first glance, this sure looks like the language of propaganda used by the Roman Empire by Augustus.
这个起初看起来你会觉得这好像是罗马的这种政治宣传似的。
It is a language that was often heard and accepted by all people.
他因为他描述这种语言是当时人民通用的，可以接受的语言。
It is as if Luke is presenting a reality that has blinded all people and an accepted reality that they lived in.
是他描写的这个，事实上是当时的人们就是没有看见的一个事实或者一个现实一个现状。
It was the reality that is all about earthly peace.Prosperity,
他描写的是当时一个世上关于一个世俗的这个繁荣一个平安这样一个事实。
Now Luke is asking you, the reader, this: Can you tell the difference here?
但是路加问我们在座的，作为这个读者，你能不能在这里面看出不同
？Who is really your Lord? Who is really your Savior?
谁才是你真正的救主？
Who is going to give you real peace?
谁才会带给你真正的平安？
Caesar or Jesus?
到底是凯撒还是耶稣？
The Lord or the Christ?
主还是我们到底是凯撒这样的一个救世主，还是我们自己的救主？
In just a few verses, Luke is screaming, "Wake up, God's people, wake up!"
用短短的几句话语，路加其实是向神的子民呐喊，让我们清醒，让我们醒过来。
Don't get so used to the way this world works.
不要就说完全就是这个趋同于这个世界上的看观点。
Don't be blinded by what the world offers and what this world is after.
不要被这个世界上所追求、所能够攻击你的蒙蔽了你的双眼。
Money, wealth, power, security, pleasure, comfort, stuff.
你的这个钱财、你的富有、你的平安，还有你的你自己的人生的这个喜乐。
These are the good news of the world, the gospel.
这个你自己的这个享乐是这个世界上所给你的好消息。
Good health, relativism, tolerance of all religious ideas, that's the peace.
比如说你的好的健康。或者是这个世界上一切都是相对的，我们什么都可以容忍，这都是这个世界上所讲的好消息。
And their savior?
那
Who's the savior?
那谁才是真正的救主呢？
Man. Man.
这些世界上讲的这个消息的后面是人才是真正的救主。
Either someone whom you can count on, like Caesar, or yourself as long as you have the means to succeed, also like Caesar.
这个人可能是你能够靠的人，比如说凯撒，或者是你自己。
When I say means, I'm talking about using people, using resources, using your career, even religion to get somewhere, to get something for yourself, for your own ends.
这个世界用各种各样的手段，不管是这个，甚至宗教的一个手段来取悦。
And that's the reality that blinds us.
这个是真正的一个蒙蔽我们的一个事实。
And this is what Luke is screaming about.
这也是作者路加在这里面要呐喊的一个原因。
Let's turn to the second reality from this text.
我们再看一个第二件事。
The reality that binds us.
让我们知道那个感受那个能够左右我们人生的事实。
In this story, Joseph and Mary seem to be the clear victims of the situation of the world.
在这里面我们能够看得很清楚，约瑟和这个玛利亚是当时世上这个情况的，显然他们是一个受害者。
They got the short end of the worldly prosperity that Augustus was supposed to bring.
他们本来应该是要享受这个奥古斯都带来的这个平安。
The truth is, however, all Jews hated the Roman oppression and domination at the time.
但事实上是当时的这个犹太人非常痛恨罗马人的这个统治。
They hated Roman taxation because it means that they are ruled by Gentiles and that it is just very insulting to them.
他们痛恨罗马人带来的这个税务，因为这就意味着他们被外邦人所奴役，其实对他们来说是极大的羞辱。
And because of that, there are good reasons to believe that this census had actually started 4 years prior to this moment.
那其实我们有一些这个证据可以知道，这个人口统计事实上在这个耶稣出生四年前就应该开始的。
Because we know that Augustus is trying to do a census every 14 years, so the next one is actually 6 AD.
那奥古斯都事实上他是应该就是每十四年做一次人口统计，所以下一次应该是公元后六年。
All this is because the Jews were resisting to pay taxes, and that's why there's this delay.
那之所以就是他这个人口统计这次被这个延缓了，是因为犹太人一直都反对，所以他们在抵抗这个人口统计。
So Augustus imposed a deadline, like that's enough.
那奥古斯都最后就强制一个有截止日期，就是够了。
Kind of like our April 15th, right? You gotta file taxes.
就好像我们每年这个四月十五号的这个纳税的这个截止日期。
And this is most likely what caused Joseph had to bring his betrothed wife, Mary, who was in her late-term pregnancy, to travel 85 to 90 miles from the north to come down to Bethlehem from Nazareth.
这个也是造成这个约瑟带着他这个怀就是身孕很重的这个所聘之妻，然后大概行走这个八九十英里，从这个北边一直来这个耶路撒冷。 来伯利恒。
Late term pregnancy, walking, when they were peasants, and they were there, maybe when they were riding on a donkey, but how bumpy it would have been, how dangerous it would have been for Mary.
那玛利亚身孕已经重了，你想他们的路途又非常的崎岖，也许他们有驴可以骑，但是路上肯定是颠簸。
From human perspective, the mighty Caesar Augustus is the reason Joseph and Mary made this trip.
从人的角度来看，那这个凯撒奥古斯都是造成约瑟和玛利亚这趟旅行的原因。
But interestingly, Luke drops some hints in this text to tell us otherwise.
但是我们看到作者路加给我们了一些其他的提示，让我们知道还有其他的原因。
He tells us that Jesus was born in Bethlehem and Joseph is in the house and lineage of David.
这里面他告诉我们这个耶稣基督要降生在伯利恒，但是约瑟他是大卫一族一家的人。
Luke is pointing to the prophecy made by the prophet Micah saying that the Messiah will be born in Bethlehem.
那这里面路加其实他是在回应这个先知书，那个先知弥迦书里面记载的这个救主要降生在伯利恒。
Unbeknown to himself, even the most powerful man on earth at the time, Augustus, turned out to be an instrument, a pawn of the Lord God omnipotent.
连那奥古斯都自己都没有想到，这个不可一世的奥古斯都反而成了神手中用的一枚棋子。
What about Joseph and Mary?
那约瑟和玛利亚呢？
They have no control over their situation, their location, or timing of the birth.
他们其实没有办法来控制，什么时间、什么地点，这个玛利亚会分娩。
All they had to do were to submit under their situation, their whatever situation reality that came to them.
他们唯一能做的就是自己委身于他们这个周遭，就是他们也做不了什么，但是有什么情况发生，他们就顺从。
They couldn't see and didn't know that God is actually working out and orchestrating everything behind the scene according to his divine plan to bring the Savior to the world.
他们没有办法亲眼看见，就是其实是神在这后面，就是掌控一切，来操控一切。
Now clearly, none of us today are like Mary and Joseph in terms of importance of redemptive history.
放在我们今天的话，很明显，我们在座中的每个人可能都不如约瑟和玛利亚在历史中，在神的计划中这么重要。
But that doesn't mean God doesn't call us in our situation today, however good or bad, to accomplish His work.
但这并不意味说神在今天就不会呼召我们在座的人，不论是环境好与坏，神会呼召我们来要成为神计划中的一员。
Yes, life may be really difficult in the midst of the pandemic.
是的，在这个疫情中的生活非常的艰难。
You might be struggling in your career, your health, or your family.
你也许在自己的事业上，也许在自己的健康上，或者在自己的家庭中在挣扎。
But God can still use you in your situations for His glory.
但神仍能够在你的周遭中用你来彰显他的荣耀。
The promise of the completion of the Great Commission to make disciples of all nations.
来完成神的这个大使命，就是让万民都让万就是要要把大使命传给万民。
That promise is continuing to be fulfilled and will certainly be completely fulfilled.
这个应许其实是继续在被完成，而且将来保证会完全的完成。
And Jesus's promised presence to all believers that He is always with His people will not fail.
而且耶稣基督也给我们应许，他和我们同在。
What really matters is this.
真正这里面真正重要的是这样一件事。
Whether we trust in Him and whether we are part of His kingdom, we are part of His people.
是不是我们真正的相信他？是不是我们愿意成为他神国中的一员
？What really matters is whether we care. We care about being used by God for His kingdom, for His work.
真正重要的是我们自己是不是在乎？我们能够为神的事工作为他这个神国中的一员。
There's this story of a man named Thomas Cook who was a missionary, and he ended up being a Methodist bishop in the early 19th century.
有这样一个这个十九世纪初期的一个卫理公会的宣教士叫 Thomas Cook，
库克。And when he was young, he saw what John Wesley, the great evangelist, was doing in America during the First Great Awakening.
在他年轻的时候，他目睹了这个约翰·卫斯理当时在美洲的这个第一次大复兴的时候他的行为。
So he wanted to come join him, and so he left his ministry in England and got in a ship and sailed across the Atlantic Ocean.
所以这个科克这个人，他就愿意参与，他就坐上了要横越大西洋的船要来美洲。
He planned to go to Nova Scotia, the very far north of in Canada.
最开始的时候，他想就是去这个加拿大的东北部的这个叫新斯科特省。
And he also brought three friends with him.
他也同时带了三个朋友。
But their journey, their voyage was extremely rough because they hit some really terrible storms.
但是旅途中他们其实是很挣扎，他们碰到了很多的风浪。
The ship was badly damaged but still operable.
那个船有很大的破损，虽然还能够继续的操控。
At one point, the ship captain thought of Thomas Cook and his friends are just bad luck, and he almost just threw them off the boat.
这个船其实情况坏到一定程度，在有一次的时候，这个船上的人员甚至觉得他和他的三个朋友其实是给他们带了坏运气，想把他们扔下船。
Sounds like Jonah, right?
那就好像约拿一样。
The voyage took about 3 months instead of one, as that was the original plan.
这个旅途最后就是说，花了三个月，而不是开始他们计划的一个月。
They crossed the ocean, all right, but they didn't land in Nova Scotia. They landed in the Caribbean.
结果他们没有说就是最后到达这个加拿大的新斯科特省，反而到了加勒比海的一个地方。
In the island of Antigua.
到一个岛的地方叫安提克。
On Christmas Day.
而且到的时候是反而是一个圣诞节。
And when they got there, Thomas Cook remembered just one person he knew was a missionary who was working there.
这个当他们到的时候，他其实在当地他只知道有一个人，也是一个宣教士。
And his name is John Baxter.
这个人的名字叫约翰巴克斯特。
So they thought, well, we don't know how to find him. Let's just randomly ask people on the street. It was really, really early morning. It was still dark outside.
这个 Cook 这个人说，我也不知道这个巴克斯特这个人在哪儿。这当时是早晨，还有点暗的一个早晨。
So they decided to ask, and guess what? The first person they asked, that's John Baxter.
结果他第一个碰见的人，他想打听这个巴克斯特在哪儿，就是巴克斯特本人。
He was on his way to a series of Christmas Day worship service, so he invited them all to join.
这个巴克斯特当时正在去圣诞节崇拜这个的路上，所以他就邀请这个科克这还有他的三个朋友一同前去。
When they got there, they saw like the whole place was jam packed. All the services were jam packed.
当他到达这个崇拜地方的时候，他发现这个地方人群爆满。
After that, they realized John Baxter cannot be working there by himself. Just too much for him to do.
崇拜结束以后，他意识到他这个朋友巴克斯特不可能说一个人要来服侍这么多人。
So all of them decided to stay.
所以他们科克和他三个朋友都决定留下来。
And by the time of Thomas Cook's death in 1814,
当后
1814,
当1814年的时候
，there were about 17,000 believers in the churches around the area.
在他们这个教会还有他们教会这个附近就有17,000人崇拜的信徒。
God didn't just provide safety and protection for Thomas Cook and his friends.
神不仅仅是把这个安全还有供应带给了这个科克和他的朋友。
God used a difficult, harsh situation, the reality that they couldn't get out of to bring them to know how they can better serve God.
神用一个非常严峻的一个现实教会他们如何这个服侍神服侍其他人。
That's often how God works through the reality that binds us.
很多时候神都是通过我们自己的周遭的这些现实来使用我们。
He works all that for his glory.
他使用我们来彰显他自己的荣耀。
Christmas is about us submitting to God's sovereign power and grace to save us in our wretched situation.
圣诞节是关于我们让我们自己把我们自己委身到神的这个大能的这个计划里面。
And through knowing and experiencing God's faithfulness, we may serve and glorify Him, and we may give ourselves to God.
通过了解神的这个大能，让我们真正愿意委身自己，而且来服侍神。
Christmas is not about us getting things.
所以圣诞节不是说我们要得什么。
Here's the final reality, the reality that saves us.
我们现在来看最后一个现实，就是那个拯救我们的一个事实。
Without accepting and believing this final reality, the first two realities I mentioned earlier wouldn't mean much anyway.
如果我们不了解最后的这个重要的这个事实的话，那前面的两个也没有办法理解。
It was under the reality that blinds us and the reality that binds us, the reality that saves us came.
就是蒙蔽我们的事实或者左右我们人生的事实。那还有一个就是拯救我们的事实。
We can see that reality even from the moment when Jesus was born.
我们可以看到这个事实，就是在耶稣基督降生的那一刻。
Verse 7 says that Joseph and Mary had no place for them in the inn.
在第七节这个里面讲，这个约瑟和玛利亚在客店里没有地方。
Actually, a better translation of the word inn in Greek is kataluma.Would be actually house or a guest room according to the way it's used in Greek and also in the New Testament, not inn.
那这个地方这个客店中文的翻译可能跟这个希腊里面更确切，就好像是就是给客人住的地方。
It is extremely unlikely that there was even a commercial inn, you know, the way we think of it is like a commercial inn, like a hotel. There was unlikely to even find a commercial inn in Bethlehem because it wasn't located in a major road. There's no commerce there.
那我们知道其实不太可能在这个伯利恒这个小地方，又不是一个大陆上的一个大镇，会有什么比较正规的商业的一个客店。
So it is more likely that Joseph and Mary stay in a peasant home of relatives or friends.
更有可能的是约瑟和玛利亚其实可能是待在自己的亲戚或者是当时的这个农夫的家里面。
Because of the census, the house or the guest room where they stay was so overcrowded with people, so the only place they could put the baby down to sleep is a manger.
那因为当时就是因为这个统计人口的原因，可能当时已经到处都已经住满了，所以他们唯一能够发现的一个地方就是下面的这个马槽里。
I'm giving you something that is totally different than them from what you see in Christmas cards, okay?
我现在
I think they're wrong.
我现在给你描述的可能是你和你在平时在这个圣诞卡上看到的情景完全不一样。
In the ancient Near Eastern peasant home, they kept animals under the same roof of the house in the lower ground level.
这个在古代的这个东方的，比如说这个农夫的这个家里面，他们其实是在房子的这个底层，在下面这层，主要是。养这个牲畜的。
So that's where you find the manger.
就是这个地方你才会看到比如说马槽。
The manger is a feeding trough that's either freestanding or next to the wall, something like that.
马槽呢就是喂牲口的这个槽，它可能就是或者自己悬在那个地方，或者是把它靠在墙边。
And the family living quarters for normal human being would be on the loft level on a little raised platform inside the same roof. So imagine a big house with a roof, and you have a loft level for human beings and a ground level for animals.
那大众的这个生活事实上是，他们是住在上面这层的，是同一个屋顶的房子，上面这层是住人，下面这层是养牲畜的。
In other words, the newborn infant baby Jesus was.Cast down into the subhuman level, so that there would be a place for him to sleep. That's what Luke is trying to communicate.
所以在这个里面，你呢可以想象出来，我们这个耶稣基督，他其实是被降生在人住的下面的这层。
He was excluded from even peasants could enjoy.
他甚至都不能享受和普通人住的这层这样的一个待遇。
This is Luke's realistic portrayal of the reality that Jesus came into this world.
那这个也是作者路加把耶稣基督来到这个世界上一个非常好的一个描述。
Jesus, even at the very first moment of his arrival, has shown us the realistic picture of what we are.
这个耶稣基督在他降生的那一刻就给我们到底我们自己是谁这样一个给了我们一个非常 真实和现实的描述。
In the first moment he came, he showed us that we are outcasts, exile, who are completely pitiful, and sad, and helpless.
就在他降生的这一刻，他就能够显示出来，我们这群人是如何的是这种流浪的、被放弃的、非常可悲的一群人。
He assumed the condition and reality of what we are supposed to be in. We're supposed to be like that.
这个耶稣基督他自己其实是取了这样的一个，采用了这样的一个遭遇。这个遭遇实际上本来是我们应该取的。
This is because the way the world is now, the way we think now, the way we live now, they're not the way how God had created us from the beginning.
我们今天所住的，我们今天所想的，不是神。起初创造我们他定义想让我们所过的
but because of sin
是因为有罪
our sin against God our rejection of him
我们自己的罪我们自己背逆神的罪
we human beings have become outcasts lost in our exile and completely helpless to save ourselves
我们自己这样的人我们迷失在我们自己的这个颠簸流浪里面，让我们自己无法拯救自己。
And Jesus, God Himself, from the very first moment of His incarnation, shows us that He would take on that reality, the reality of our sin.
那就在耶稣基督降生的这一刻，他其实就把我们活在罪里面这个现实，他自己就承担了。
And He would even take on the consequences to the uttermost.
他最后把我们这个我们犯罪这个最严重的这个结局他也承担了。
He continued to step into the path of bearing the full punishment of our sin when he died on the cross.
当他在十字架上死的时候他接受了我们这个罪的最终的这样的一个结局。
This is the only reality that can save us from the blindness of sin, from the bondage of sin in this world.
这是一个唯一一个能够拯救我们的事实，拯救我们，让我们不再蒙蔽我们自己，不再在束缚在罪中。
Believing and trusting in the reality that God has come into this sinful world in utter human lowness, even to die for us, is the only reality that really matters in your life.
让我们相信这个神非常卑微的降生在人间。这其实才是真正重要的一件事。
I will end with this.
我最后结束的时候
and I'm going to share some observation from a Christian writer named Sherwood Ward.
我会这个跟大家分享一个基督徒的一个作者叫沃特。
He wrote of the situation of the first Christmas.
他稍微描述了一下，比如说第一个这个圣诞节的情况。
He really puts.I believe he really put things into perspective for us today.
他把所有的东西就是其实给我们今天的人有很多的借鉴。
And I did some paraphrasing here of his comment.
我就稍微这个就是旁述一下他当时的描述。
So he said this, the people of that time during the first Christmas.
他说在当时这个第一个圣诞节的时候的当时的人。
They were being heavily taxed.So that the government could cover its expanding military expenses.
当时的人们付着很重的税，因为政府要用这个钱，要做别的事。
The fear of the threat of domination by a cruel, godless, powerful, power-craving ruler Augustus was totally unavoidable and overwhelming.
而且当时的人们有极大的恐惧，因为他们恐惧这样一个残暴但是又非常有权力的奥古斯都对他们的统治恐怕是不可避免的。
Total deterioration had penetrated and corrupted all levels and classes of society.
在他们自己居住的社会当中，也各种各样完全的败坏，已经渗透到他们各个阶层。
This is sounding more and more like our world today.
这个听起来就好像我们今天居住的这个世界一样。
But he's still talking about the first Christmas here.
但是这个沃特这个作者，他是在描述当时第一个圣诞节的时候。
He continues.Intense nationalistic feeling of the Jews was clashing openly with the new and disturbing form of imperialism of Rome.
他当时还说这个，犹太人越来越强的这个民族主义跟，罗马人的要将来带来的这个帝国主义之间的矛盾越来越强。
Conformity was the spirit of the age.
对当时的人来说，就是要被同化，这是当时的一种这个风气。
Government policies were being used lavishly to keep people satisfied and happy, so that people wouldn't rebel against or overthrow the leaders.
因为这个政府用各种各样的手段，就是要让取悦于大家，这样的话让人民不至于想要来反抗，要推翻这个政权。
Interest rates were spiraling upward in the midst of an inflated economy.
当时他们自己的这个，这个比如像通货膨胀这样的一个经济，也是一直的，就是事情越来越严重。
External religions were considered a political tool or asset by the world.
甚至外面的各种各样的宗教也被当成政治的工具。
Abnormal emphasis were being placed upon sports, athletic competition.
或者是人们就是这个肆无忌惮的把重点放在比如说这个体育比赛或者一些竞争上面。
He's still talking about the first Christmas here, not today.
记住，作者事实上在描述第一个这个圣诞节的时候。
He continues.
他又继续写。
Racial tensions were at the breaking point.
种族之间的这个紧张已经达到了要爆发的一个程度。
In such a time and amidst such a people, in that situation, that reality.A child was born to a migrant couple who has just signed up for a fresh round of taxation, who are soon to become political exiles.
但就在此时此刻，一个婴孩降生在这个一个迁徙的这个一对夫妇，这对夫妇，可能很快就要进入他们自己的一个逃亡。
End quote. But.That child who has born that night in Bethlehem, who slept in the only place available, a subhuman level peasant home on a human feeding trough, that child.
但是，当晚降生在这个，甚至降生在人的以住在人的住的地方的以下的这个马槽里面的这个婴孩。
That child came to bring the reality that not only changed the world back then.But forever, for all who trust in him for salvation, for forgiveness of sins, and for eternal life.
但这个孩子带来了不但要改变当时的一个事实，也要改变我们后来很多很多代的人的一个事实，就是他要拯救我们，让我们去信靠他。
That child and the reality that he brought.
这个孩子还有他带来的这个事实。
That isn't an excuse for us or for anyone to get something else in life.
这个不再成为我们想要这个谋取其他的在我们人生中谋取其他东西的一个借口。
He's your only hope.
他是你唯一的盼望。
He's your only savior and lord.
这个婴孩是你唯一的救主。
He brings the only ultimate good news, the gospel.
他把唯一一个也是最终的一个好消息带给我们。
He is the only one who can give you true peace and joy.
他是唯一一个能把平安和喜乐带给你的。
Merry Christmas.
主弟兄姊妹，圣诞快乐。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Oh, gracious Heavenly Father.
我们蛮有恩典的天父。
We thank you so much for the most precious gift of Christmas, your Son Jesus Christ.
我们为你在这个圣诞节给我们赐福的最好的这样一个礼物，就是你自己的爱子耶稣。
We are sorry for we have often wanted more than what you have given us.
我们在很多的时候，我们想要的想要你给我们比你给我们更多的东西，我们为此感到羞愧。
We have the sin nature and tendency to want something else other than you.
我们的罪性。驱使我们，让我们就有这样的趋势，总是想要的更多。
Lord, lead us to see that you are indeed the ultimate.
主，让我们知道你才是我们的最终。
You are our Savior, Lord.
你是我们最终的救主。
Only Jesus Christ can give us the good news of this life.
只有耶稣基督能给我们这一生带来真正的好消息。
And the life everlasting.
也是给我们的将来的这个生命。带来的好消息。
In Christ's name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.